Here is Bill Shade with today's moment from God's Word.
We come today to our final message from 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5, and we're looking at verses 10 and 11. All the way through his first epistle, Peter's been speaking encouragement to suffering believers. Now as he closes his letter, he prays a prayer for them. Perhaps it is the prayer we all should be praying for that part of the church that is suffering right now more than most of us can imagine. And before I read Peter's prayer, let me ask you, have you been praying daily for your suffering brothers and sisters? While you're listening, some of them are dying. So Peter prays this prayer. Now the God of all grace, enough grace to endure whatever we're going through, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, not forever, thank God, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect. The word means to restore you. Establish. The word means to make you resolute. And strengthen. A word that speaks especially of spiritual strength. And finally, settle you. That is, lay a firm base under your feet. Now notice in all this, Peter does not pray that they might be removed from the suffering. Only that in it, they will prevail. And then he closes with these words, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Whatever we may suffer, God is in control. He will get glory to himself as we prevail, and he will one day assume his dominion forever and ever. And that ought to encourage us no matter what we may suffer. Amen.
This is Kyle Smith. You have been listening to Bible teacher and author Dr. Bill Shade, Director of Advanced Studies for Source of Light Ministries International. Our college-recognized 3-year Bible Institute curriculum is now available online. We invite you to visit us on the web at advancedbiblicalstudies.net. That's advancedbiblicalstudies.net. And begin a systematic study of God's Word today.